Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting
hand. God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting
God save us.
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning. And we are so thankful and grateful to have you on board for the beautiful discussion that we're bringing to you. You know, most of us, we really want to believe or think that we're going to be on this earth forever. We live in a sense, though, we're never going to leave this earth. And we're always thinking about the materialism, what we will accomplish tomorrow, materialistic. And we don't think about the reality that we are actually travelers through this earth. And we're here for a minute and for a purpose. And that's to serve our Creator and to strive to become the best in conduct and most pleasing to Him. Because our journey is not here. The journey at the end will be back with our Creator who blessed us and permitted us to live a while on this earth. And we should always keep focus first as to our purpose of life and our purpose on earth and why we are here. And to realize that we had nothing to do with the reason why we are here is some want to give themselves credit and don't, like I say, even know what's at the end of the fingers, the tip of their finger. So we want to think, people, think constantly about our purpose and the reality of, will we be here forever? We know that we won't. We see it every day and more around us. The warning comes that the next time it might be your time to return to your Creator. So you should be prepared. You should stay prepared. People, time is shorter than you think. Prepare yourself for the judgment day. And this is what we will be discussing today. People, judgment day is real. It will happen because the law cannot lie. People, we're only here in this world for trial. When you are on trial, you are being judged every day until you die. After death, then comes the final judgment. Then we will spend eternity in heaven or hell. This, people, is no game. While preparing to live forever, why not prepare as though you may die the next minute? Because tomorrow is promised to no one. But the judgment day and life after this physical death is a promise from the Almighty God Allah. As the saying goes, better safe than sorry. You will have to answer for what you did with the time you spent on earth. Where will you spend your eternity? In heaven or hell? Both are a reality. Thank you, my people, for joining us again this morning for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And now, without any further delay, I will give you to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Good morning to the radio listening audience. We want to open with the opening prayer. That is a universal prayer, and it is a prayer that is universal because Almighty, the Creator Allah, the Almighty Allah, He created all prophets and messengers, and He taught them the same message. And that message was a message of unity of his reality and the oneness of his truth. So this prayer is called Fajr. It is the most beautiful prayer in the world for anybody in any religion. We start, people, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the universe, all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, those whose fortune is not wrapped, and who go not astray. Along with that prayer, I would like to say a short prayer to go with that prayer that sums up the Holy Quran. And this prayer, it purifies the worship of people so that Almighty Allah, their Creator, will accept their worship and not reject their worship. This prayer is called Ikhlas, a purity of faith. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yalad, Walam Yaku, Allahu Kufu Wandahad. We just said, in English translated, say he, Allah, is one. Allah is eternal. Allah is self-sufficient. Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. And there is none and nothing like unto Allah. He begetteth not no son, nor have anyone begat Allah. Allah has existed always, and he will always exist. He have no beginning, and he have no ending. I mean, with that said, we just like to say on the topic we're speaking on, the judgment day, prepare yourself. Time is shorter than you think, people. We see people dying real fast. You know, you can walk down the street and you see a person, and the next 10 minutes somebody say they just got hit by a car. They just got shot. So we talked about that yesterday in our Islamic study class, about the judgment day and death and how we should take this life serious. Most people, beginning with most Muslims, they don't want to follow the will of Almighty God Allah. And we were talking about percentages of how much you follow Allah, the Creator. The Creator won't accept 50% of worship to him. He won't accept 99 3/3 worship. He only accepts 100%. 100% in Quranic language would mean your whole heart. See, the heart ain't a percentage. The heart ain't divided by Allah into percentages. The heart is created by Allah to be either good or bad. So you choose which one you want your heart to be, good or bad. But certainly, Allah says also in the Holy Quran, he says, the believers, the mu'minun, the believers, are those who follow the whole of his truth in the Quran. They don't pick out what they like to follow, that their Creator has given them by way of command and instruction and guidance. They say, we hear and we obey. We follow all your truth. That's what the angel said when Allah said he was going to create us. They said, will you create one who has shed blood and spread mischief on earth? Allah, the Most High, the All-Knowing, said, I know what you know not. So all the angels, they submitted to the plan of their Creator, who knows all, who's perfect, except Iblis. Iblis was one of the jinns. And he went against the will of Allah, his Creator, and Almighty Allah cursed him and cast him out of his kingdom forever. And when we do the same thing, when Allah gives his commandments to us by way of the Quran and his last prophet for mankind, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him, we're supposed to say we hear and we obey. And that goes for Christians, Jews, Hindu, whatever you call yourself, Pan-African, because every human being was created by the same Creator, Allah, and they are obligated to follow his commandments in the Quran, because his commandments in the Quran is what every messenger and every prophet taught, beginning with the first prophet Adam. Yes, down to the last of the prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him. That's what I said. Forever, always, in heaven, the angels and the inhabitants of heaven and on earth send praise and salutations of peace upon the prophet who gave his life to bring this corrupt world like we see today 1,400 years ago back to civilized thinking, civilized living. Because the world 1,430 years ago, about 30 years ago, when Prophet Muhammad was here, was in Jahiliyyah, just like the world today, spiritual darkness. And today we see people, the majority of them, beginning with the Muslims, I'm always say that, because we are obligated to take the truth to the people. We have the Quran. We have the life example of the man that lived the best life, so much so that Allah says he's the best model of human moral excellence for anybody who believes in the Creator and the last day, the day of resurrection and judgment. So he's our example. So we must understand, we don't have to, I ain't going to say we must, because we have free will. If we want to be saved from that terrible day, Allah called that an awful and dreadful day. Even in the Bible, it's called an awful and dreadful day. And, you know, most Muslims and most people in religion act like it ain't even going to come. It's not what you say that tells what you believe. It's how you live. It's how you conduct your life that tells what you believe in. Well, I can say I believe in. I can say I believe in goodness. And every time you see me, I'm doing something bad. So what are you going to do? You're going to believe what I told you, or you're going to believe what you see me doing? How you see me acting? Allah said we're going to be judged by our intentions and our deeds. So we should always have good intentions. And what is good intentions? All good intentions is godly intentions. We should have intentions to please Almighty God Allah at all times. And we should know that even though we don't see Allah, our Creator, know and understand people without a doubt. You don't see the air you breathe either, do you? But who's giving you that air? Who's sustaining that air, that oxygen that you're breathing in there, huh? It's Allah, the Creator you cannot see. That's why it's so important for people to stop looking at what they see. You even got Muslim thinking it's real. You even got a lot of Muslim, especially the women, calling themselves queens and, you know, and these people in the world worshiping themselves. So much so that you got men now, and the government is supporting it, legalized same-sex marriage. So into the carnal. You got people worshiping their cars, Lexus and Mercedes, the most expensive car. You got people that want a lot of, want home, big expensive home. You got people that call themselves Muslim, and they ain't the best reason we're supposed to marry. We got different reasons we're supposed to marry. But all of those reasons, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said the best reason is for piety or God consciousness. So we, the man and woman, can be conscious that we were created by Allah, our Creator, to worship and serve him and to serve each other and humanity for the good. Because Allah created the world good. He created everything. He created good. Everything he created good. And the bad that comes in our life, Almighty God, Allah say all the bad that happens in our life comes from ourselves, our own will. And he said, all the good that happens in our life, it comes from Allah, your Creator. I was saying to somebody, you know, you got people out here who they murderers and they bad people and just real evil people. And they like to harm other people and hurt other people, make other people feel bad. But when it comes time for them to get their pay for what they did to them people, you'll hear a lot of them say, oh, Lord, why? Why is this happening to me? Oh, but you didn't know the Lord before you did that bad. Before the bad came on you, you didn't recognize God. So my point is that Almighty Allah says in the Quran over and over again that when people call on him, he listens to their call. I mean, good and bad people. He says so, with a will, listen to his call that you may walk in the right way. Now listen at that. Almighty God listened at the call of good and bad people. He had mercy on the good and the bad. Why wouldn't you want to serve a creator like that? Why wouldn't, and Allah says this about all you disbelievers of dollars, that there will be a resurrection and judgment day. Allah said he created this world out of nothing, and he didn't have no problem. All he saw was cone. B. And it came into existence immediately. So he said, why can't he do that again? Just after he destroyed this world and everybody and everything in it, why can't he say, come, fire, come, and every and this whole world be in a new world? And we be in a new world, in the world of Allah, to be judged. Oh, it's already done happened. It ain't a matter of whether it's going to happen. It's already done happened. It's just a matter of the time that Allah have ordained for it to happen. Everything Allah says in the Quran, the pens are lifted and the pages are dried, meaning that everything you see happening, Allah already knew it was going to happen before he created creation. He didn't ordain bad for us to do bad, but he allowed evil to exist along with good to test our faith. To see, and Allah says in the Quran for all of you Muslims who think that money is success, whole lot of money, big homes, and all this kind of stuff. Allah said the root of all evil is the love of this material world, or materialism. And Allah said if you want to get him to love you, you got to renounce this own, this evil, ungodly material world. Now, if you want to argue anybody, listening or not listening, argue with your creator because these are his commandments, not mine. Peace be with you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Teaching school today on Peter. Time is shorter than you think. Prepare yourself for the judgment day. Another wake-up call that he's been giving. He's been teaching for a while now here on the radio broadcast station. Blog Talk Radio, we've been on for a little over 2 years now. And he's coming on stronger every time. So people, we must reach you. Must reach you with the truth and reality of the time. Otherwise, those of us who believe and know the truth, if we don't pass it on to the others to remind them, we will also have to pay for that. And he's trying to do his job for people because he wants to make it into paradise. We all know and we see every day that we don't know whether the next moment is going to be our last moment on earth or not. And no one that we know can tell us what happened once we left this earth, but we do know and believe because of the breath of life that we breathe and the fact that we were born and all of that is still a mystery to test our faith. We know that if we were born and we cannot figure out yet how, even the scientists, they still can't figure out life and death. But yet we see everything passing away quickly each day. Like the fleeting, fleeting of time, even time itself. And we know that what was here yesterday, in many cases, is not here today, and it won't be here again. So we see that reality, and we know that from that, there's a message to us that life is just an illusion. You see it 1 minute, you hear 1 minute, and you're gone the next, and all you have is a memory. Until you leave and somebody have you in their memory. So let's prepare, because we know that life is also eternal. We return back from whence we came, from our Creator. But he let us know that we're being tested between good and evil. If we choose evil, the way of Satan, the way of corruption and destruction on earth, that's what's going to happen to us in the hereafter. is going to turn to a life even worse than the one that we lived on earth because of our refusal to believe and to hear and obey and to discipline ourselves for what is good and what is best. So now, without further delay, we have here two callers. I see I'm going to choose the first one. It's a 919-717-2047. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Now, listeners, you're not required to talk unless you want to. The reason why I'm calling on you is because you're showing on our switchboard. And generally, they put the ones on our switchboard who has hit the number one button to let us know that they would like to comment and they would like to join the discussion and give some feedback. They would either like to ask a question or make a comment. So if you would like to make a comment, you're welcome to do so. And we're glad to have you here just listening to us. So I guess that person right now does not wish to comment, perhaps later on. Right now we don't have any more listeners who would like to comment. We do have one who comes on, and for some reason they always put him on the switchboard, but he's let us know that he just loves listening, and he will let us know when he's ready to comment. Right now he's just listening to the beautiful, beautiful to teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to let you know that Imam Shahid Shabazz has worked so hard for over 40 years, struggling to reach the people. He sincerely believes in his creator and the stuff and the reality that he must believe that he is special to reach the people. So he's studying. He's studying constantly the Quran. And in fact, we call him the walking Quran and say he's a prophet. Because every word he says from the Quran, you will find in the Quran the way he says it. And he doesn't need to carry the Quran around and look in it every time. So that's amazing. And because of that, they call him Sheikh. We thank Allah for him. We thank Allah for his faith. And the fact that he's striving to reach the people, to reach you and let you know that it's later than you think. And now, without any further delay on my part, I will give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Salaam alaikum again. Peace be unto you. This is what this means. And I just want to comment on something the co-host said. You know, life as given to us by our Creator, Allah, life is given for a purpose. Life has a purpose. Everything created have a purpose. And the purpose is not hard to understand. The purpose of life is simply to worship the life giver, to serve the life giver, so that you won't only have life here temporarily on earth, but after you die physically, you can have eternal life with the eternal Creator in his eternal world in the hereafter. That's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not to live temporarily here and enjoy these temporary material things and carnal pleasures, but we were created to be tested with these things to see who would choose the temporary life over the permanent life. So, you know, people, we need to understand this. We need to take this serious because Almighty God Allah said life is not for play and sport. He said he didn't create life for play and sport, but he created it for a serious purpose. And he created it for a term upon it, meaning that everything created has a limited amount of time in which it has to exist, and then he will destroy it, the whole universe, and bring in the new world, his new creation. So, you know, we just want you to understand, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever you call yourself, it doesn't matter. You can call yourself an atheist. We just want you to understand, since you don't know what's going to happen, a lot of you, after you die, if you don't believe in the resurrection and judgment, why take a chance to see if it's going to be a resurrection and judgment? And not only that, we, today, I want us to understand that even after we die physically, that's not the end of it. Even in the graves, there are angels that's been assigned by Allah to torment the souls of the wicked people until the day of resurrection. And there are angels to comfort the true and sincere believers in Allah and servants of Allah, the Creator, until the day of resurrection. So it's not even over here, but we see hell and torment in this world right here every day. We see nothing but evil being practiced on a human being against human being. But it ain't really human being against human being. It's jinns, an evil spirit, and some human being that's trying to torment the human beings that's trying to live a good life. Oh, I've experienced that for 42 years myself, going on 43 years. So I know from experience, not conjecture. And anybody with good common sense, and especially if you're African-American in America, you have experienced this right here. You have experienced a hell in terms of your experience. What is hell? Hell is misery, suffering. And hell is a place where there's no ending to your misery and suffering. And as African-American people, it looks like today there ain't no ending to our misery and suffering. And we still want to blame the white man, and we still want to blame slavery, but we can't do that no more. That's a done deal. The past is the past. You can't live in the past. You can learn from the past and correct the future, but you can't live in the past. So we have to just forget about what happened in the past, because Allah allowed that to happen for a reason, and it was a good reason. The reason was for us to understand this ain't the way to be. When I raise you all up to be the caliphs, the leaders, the spiritual rulers and leaders, don't treat people like these people have treated y'all. That's the lesson to learn. He sent us through the worst of slavery in the history of mankind so that he would make us leaders in faith among all people, like he did the children of Israel during the time of the life of Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. He made them leaders in faith, and all of the wealth that and the gold and the wealth the Pharaoh had, and he was one of the richest leaders or rulers in the world, Allah speaks of, and the most powerful. And Allah said he destroyed him for oppressing his people like America is doing her people, and he drowned them in the Red Sea, and he gave all their wealth and all the things they worship besides him, he gave them to the righteous few people that followed Prophet Musa to the promised land. And I want you to understand, Martin Luther King Jr. said, us, the African-American people, as a people, we will reach the promised land. He said, I might not get there with you, but I know one day we will reach the promised land. And I want to say today, let you all know, African-American people in particular, what the promised land is. A lot of you probably think the promised land is the government giving you $1 million or all of your 4 acres and a mule. No, that ain't the promised land. If you got 4 acres and a mule and $1 million, the majority of African-American, beginning with the Muslim, you wouldn't do nothing but destroy yourself quicker. No, no. The promised land is the spiritual land in your soul, in your mind, where you have understanding and peace to know that you are not only equal with other human beings, but that you are superior to other human beings and that you have been chosen to bring the world back to a world of justice, equality, and peace. The promised land is inside of us. The promised land, because our earth is what? It's land. And the promise of Almighty God Allah is that that what was the prayer that say Jesus prayed, our Lord, our Father, but our Creator who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will is already being done on earth. Ain't nothing wrong with the outer creation. On earth, the earth that prayer was talking about was our body. Our body is created out of the earth, this earth. And we want Allah's will to be done in our life, in this earth, inside of you. Get your mind right. Get your heart back right. Stop thinking negative. selfish. Stop thinking evil and start thinking good and righteous and loving and kind towards one another, African-American people. And then you will bring, Allah will bring heaven down to you in your life, in your body, on earth. And when people see you, when people see me, I don't have to say a word because I have been blessed with God's kingdom to come in my life, in this body, which is earth. When people see me, I automatically remind them of Almighty Allah. I don't have to say a word. And they know it because Allah done already said, so they ain't got to tell me nothing. They ain't got to tell me. I know it because Allah said. It's a saying that the Christians say, God said it. And that, something to the effect, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, I'm saying it in the Islamic way. Allah said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That's what we said in the class yesterday. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Again, Imam Shahid Shabbat bringing to us this Sunday the discussion on people. Time is shorter than you think. Prepare yourself for the judgment day. It's really, really giving us some eye-opening information, knowledge, and wisdom that we have not heard before to warn us and help us to prepare ourselves, to help us to think about our purpose here on earth and what the end will be. So people who want to thank Allah for blessing us with this breath. Again, but then we've just been struggling now. Going on 40 years, trying to reach the people in the streets up and down the East Coast, tirelessly, with those feet of his, sometimes feeling like he can't make it anymore, going door to door, reaching the people and teaching as he also distributes his product. So we thank Allah for him. And the people won't be able to say, we were told, we didn't hear, we didn't know on that judgment day, people. You have to realize that the answer to everything that we do here on earth. And we won't be able to give any excuses once Allah has sent someone to you to remind you and to tell you the truth. And then you turn your back as though you never heard a word they said. So let's be careful. Let's be conscious. Let's understand that we are a chosen people. God breathed into us of his breath of life, and he chose us to many thousands of serves. You were the one chosen to exist on this earth. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever wonder why? He chose you above all those other thousands of sperm to come on earth and to serve him for a time. He had everything here prepared for you when you came to help guide you in the right direction. But there was a test. That's a test, people, that we had. The choice between good and evil, right and wrong. And the test is given to us through our will, or will. What will we do? Will we choose Allah's way or Shaitan's way? Satan's way is a trick. It's going to make it appear much more attractive. And he's going to make truth appear to be false. And this false world, this false way of life, appear to be right and true. It's going to make it so thin that it's going to be irresistible unless we have truth and faith in our strong. God says, unless those truths develop through the mind, they will be the ones to survive. Who are firm in their faith, who are firm in believing in me and striving to serve me, these will be the ones to survive. And that day will come, that judgment day. So we need to look within our souls and ask ourselves, are we prepared for the judgment day? So far, I don't see any more who have shown up to say that they would like to give a comment today or ask a question. So we will have Imam Shahid Shabbat this time. I want to let you know before I bring him back on, but you are listening to the radio broadcast of Emmanuel Divine, the reality of the Creator. And it comes on every Sunday at 10:30. And we want to ask you to please spread the word if you are enjoying this show. If you are receiving something from it, if you know that it's the truth, spread the word. Invite others on your relatives, your family. Invite them to come on and listen.
Excuse me. Excuse me, co-host. I don't mean to cut you. It's an emergency at this time. Would you continue just for a few more minutes and I'll be on?
Sure will. Yes, we will. The man has an emergency and so he survived at this time. And he wants me to continue with you until he can come on. It will be just a short while and then we will be back on the show. So we want to understand people, as I said earlier, that we are not here of our own choice. We were chosen. We are a chosen people. We were chosen to be here. But we were chosen not to be here to wonder about, hey, what's the next ball game? Who's the next ball game? Who's playing who? Who's winning? Oh, my team is winning? No, that foolishness. We are warned against sports and play. We're not chosen that after we leave work in the evening, especially on the weekend and Fridays, we prepare to go and party all night long, to jam, or to go clubbing. Or when you're tired and worn out and you want to take a vacation, be prepared to go on some island somewhere and swim in the sea and relax, so we say. No mention of a Creator, no mention of even a prayer to Him. A word of gratitude, or seeking His guidance, or spreading His word. We never hear that. People, when you don't think about the Creator, when you don't include Him in your life, in your discussions, in your preparation to do what you're doing, then you are not of Him. You have become of Shaitan, the evil one, the devil who's promised. He told the Creator that He would get all of it. And he said, except your most devout, sincere servant, which will only be a few. Look around you. See the reality of that. What do you see? Who is it out here that's really serving the Creator? When you look at people each day, are they even as spiritual as they were, let's say, about 30 or 40 years ago, back in the 60s and 70s even? People had more spirituality. They had more faith in God. You heard them talking about God. But one serious thing happened that began to turn everyone away from God was when they took God out of the schools. They took prayer out of the schools. That means they took God out of the schools. They said, we don't need you no more. We can do without you. We are our own God. That was the message that was being sent out. Now look at the results. People are hollering, why is this happening? Why is that happening? I don't understand. What's going on? These have never been as bad as they are now. Look at the storms. Look at the killings. Look at the destruction all over. People killing themselves. All over the world. Hatred more than ever. Why is it happening? You're asking why, when the answer is within you. It's because of you. The choices you made on earth. Many people will say, oh, God, why are you doing this to us? Blaming God when God's not doing anything. He gave you this beautiful earth. He put all kinds of good fruits and vegetables on it for you to enjoy and eat and meet. He put beautiful plants to beautify it so that you would know how to beautify yourself and your surroundings. He gave your mind to think, to learn how to produce and work and sustain yourself while you're here. He gave you His word to direct you and to the best way to serve Him by serving each other, being patient with each other, loving one another, caring for each other, helping each other, teaching each other. He gave you everything you need, but yet you turn your back on everything except the materialism. You turn your back on each other. Oh, man, and that was the most important thing, how we treat one another, how we help each other to live and enjoy this earth, and help each other to sustain ourselves on this earth. Those are the tests. And that's what we are selling, that very important test on earth. And yet, we want to think that we're going to be here forever. All we live to think about is the next day and the fun we're going to have at the end of the day, or where we're going shopping. Are we saw this beautiful outfit? Are we saw this beautiful bedroom set or a living room set? Are this fine, oh, this car, this latest car? We're going to definitely get it. Nothing about helping that poor man sitting on the street with his can out. And he shouldn't be sitting there. There should be no such as people and nations, filthy rich nations, as anyone sitting on any corner. All these houses that are going down around us, and nobody's trying to build them up and place them in there. And if the people don't know how to make a choice for themselves, because their minds become diminished. They become so depressed, they don't know how to think of what direction to choose. So it's up to you to choose for them. Say, I'm not going to allow you to sit out here and destroy yourself and become diseased and cause diseases for yourself and those around you. Here, you're going to live in a home, and we're going to teach you how to be a decent human being again, how to find your true self again and who you are and what you are, your purpose is on earth. We're going to show you that we care for you, and you are to care for yourself as we do, because God cares for all of us, and God is in us, and this is what he chose us to do on earth. People, who do you see actually making those choices today? Yet, we hear a lot of people talking about judgment. I hear people, oh, yeah, this is the end. The end is coming. You see what's happening? Oh, man. Man, what about judgment day? The judgment day is here. Do they really believe? Do they really believe? No. No, they don't. You know they don't. Because if they did, they wouldn't be acting like they're acting, conducting themselves in ridiculous ways of conducting themselves as adults and saying and doing the things they're saying and doing. No. You would see them more seriously, thinking about prayer, talking about the Creator, thinking about going somewhere, nothing but to volunteer and help after work. There are many who go after they worked all day long and volunteer to help others who were not able to go to work, who could not get that food and that pay and that money, to help them have some food in their mouth and clothes on their back. But it's a very few of the majority of the people that are doing that, a very few. So people, we can see we're not thinking about any judgment day. We don't care about any judgment day. All you care about is your time here on earth and what you're doing, because you believe that you're going to be here tomorrow. You believe that you're going to be one of those who hasn't happened yet for some reason. You think that you're going to be one of the ones to live forever. Stop fooling yourself. Now let's wake up. We're not children. We're adults. And our purpose is to lead and guide, be a model, be an example for the youth that comes after us. But the youth that's coming after us, they're appearing nowadays to be more mature and more conscious and more caring than what we as adults are. We are destroying ourselves. We are saying that we will be fuel for the fire. Yes. So you couldn't. You're not looking for that judgment day because of fear. That's why you're not looking for that you will not pass the test that will lead you into paradise or your heaven or your Jannah or wherever you want to call it. You are afraid that you are not prepared for it. You won't get there, and you don't even want to think about hell. You can really don't mind talking about it. Don't mind saying that, oh, you play on that word. Everything is hell, hell, hell. But you don't want to think about it. No, indeed not, because you know the reality of it is that if you think one moment about the hellfire, then you will end up being a part of that hellfire. It's the fear that you have in you. Okay, I see we have Imam Shahid Shabazz back on with us now. He had to leave for a moment. And I guess I've said more than enough. It's time for me to turn the speaker back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz. There was an emergency. I guess it's lasting longer than we had anticipated for it to last. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to come on and give a comment, ask a question? We need your feedback. We are here for you. This is your show, your discussion, not just ours. So we need you to join us. If you don't know how to join us, push the number one button. Push the number one button on your phone, and you should show up on my switchboard. If you show up on the switchboard, that's an indication that you would like to have a word to say, or you would like to ask a question, and we'll be glad to have you come on. Now, I do see the 919 number again. I don't know whether you want to come on or not, but I'm going to try you again. This time, 919-717-2047. You're showing up again on the switchboard. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, sister. Hitler.
Good morning. I thought that number looks familiar. It must be. I thought that might be your number. Good morning. Yeah. I'm glad to have you on, Brother Larry. Imam Shaheed had a slight emergency. He had to go off for a minute, and I've been trying to carry this show for us with the teachings, the beautiful teaching he has today, which is people, time is shorter than you think. Prepare yourself for the judgment day. So,
yes.
If any comments that you would like to make at this time, we would love to hear from you.
Yes, again, good morning. I was on earlier, and I had to sound off for a minute as well. It's great to hear your voice this morning, and I did some of the introduction of Imam Shaheed. But, speaking of, people don't mention God's name a lot of times in days and time. When you forget God, come Satan. Surely that caught my ear, my attention, what you were saying there. And because it reminds me of Brother Shaheed. For many years that we have known each other, and we speak more now than ever before in our friendship life. We speak regularly. But anyway, he always reminds me, and I often tell him that I call him the reminder, because he's a brother that was certainly mention and remind you about the goodness and the God, the goodness of God the things that are going on and sharing the word of God with you in the Holy Quran. And so he is a reminder. And as you mentioned about one of the worst things I think you were saying is that they take a prayer out of school. And surely, I think it's very effective. It's been very effective over the years, with generations. Because, as the Bible mentioned that, if you raise a child up and teach it the right way, the way it should go, it will always, kind of come back to you, I think, is something like that it says. You may know that quote better than I. So, and then when you look at schools are supposed to be the place of learning. It's school. It's where you get taught that, And what better time to teach somebody than when you're a kid? So surely if you don't teach this kid, introduce this kid about God, what is he going to know and what is he going to think when he grows up? Where is he to come back to, as they say? So if you hadn't taught this kid about God and this kid hadn't been taught a lot about God in his kids and this young, then certainly he'll be lost down the road. And I guess, I don't know why, you know, I often wonder if religion out of school was because they thought one might be more dominant than the other. Or did they think that, you know, was there a falsehood somewhere? And they thought, well, if we teach this, then it's discovered that one is the truth versus the other is. Really, a lot of questions that could be raised about why they school. I mean, you know, to rely on, I think that, you know, well, we're not going to teach them about school because that's the parents' job, somebody else's job, that's the church's job, type stuff. I can understand the degree, but it's rather confusing, though, even to me now in a way, of why they took her out of school. Now it's been this long since they're not.
I agree with you, brother. Yes, I don't know whether that's female's voice or human background, not heard a voice. But you're right, Brother Larry. They took the thing out of school. They knew what they were doing. They knew the plan. See, you have to understand that those in head on top of us know that they have kept a secret from us that we know not. They knew what the real truth was, the real reality. And as you will notice, though, that the ones, the youth who came up with prayer in school are the better ones, became the better ones in life. The ones that got the good positions, the ones that worked hard and taught, the ones that became leaders, because they had that foundation of their Creator. They always sought Him first before they did anything. That was the whole idea. Before you start your day with anything, to recognize your Creator as blessing you, as guiding you, and being with you and protecting you. And you do that through prayer. So they have given us that idea that we do nothing before we recognize our Creator, and that was to begin in every aspect of our life, in schools, in churches, in our homes. That was at one time the way it was, but that's not the way it is now. And they know why it's not the way it is now, because it's a time, a people's time, to rule again. And all of that had its importance in preparing those people for the position they were to take. They were to take today. They said the one who is in the beginning, the way it was in the beginning, would be in the end. And they saw, as Inez Gahin-Shabazz is constantly telling, that Obama is a sign. Whether the people like him or not, it doesn't matter. He wasn't placed in that position. They didn't expect him to be in that position. The Creator put him in that position as a sign to remind us of what time it is. It's the time for the African Americans to take over and rule again, for the darker race, for the chosen one. And they saw it coming. They looked at, they were stunning, like, from all aspects, and from the spiritual. They knew they had a time to rule, so they didn't want the African Americans to be conscious of who they are and their time and their purpose and what their goal was in them. And in doing, they knew by being God conscious, He would bless them to know who they are and bring forth the reality of their purpose and their position that they were supposed to be serving at the time that we're in today. This is what's happening today. The reason there's so much confusion, so much war and destruction. Okay, Brother Larry, I want to thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you like that, but when you came on the school part, I thought I would try to see if I could give you some reason or idea that could help you to see why prayer was taken out of the school.
Oh, yeah, fine. I appreciate it. And I'm hearing you, and you certainly cleared up a lot of what I was, what I was thinking there. And so, yeah, because it seems like it's a time now, whereas, you know, just like we got this candidate that's running for president, Donald Trump, and he often speaks, and I've heard many candidates often speak. we got to go, so almost to say is to say that we got to go back. We got to go back and get this thing right, or go back and get back on the right track, you know. He says, take back America, get, you know. So a lot of things is mentioned about we need to go back, and but, you know, have we not figured out the school thing about prayer in school?
Right, yes, sir, because it's all working together in hand. And Charles, we have to realize, he's a sign, too. He's a sign of Satan's promise to Allah that he was going to get the majority of his people. See, he's a sign that I'm going to rule your people in the reach. They're going to be my people. That promise he made when Allah put him out of heaven. And Allah said, I'll accept my most sincere devoted righteous. And Allah doesn't need anybody to win the battle against him. But the battle is always won with his sincere devotion. It has been through all nations that have been destroyed. It hasn't been the majority that has won any battle. It's been those sincere, pure devotion to unbreakable who fought to the end for their creator. And he blessed him to win through. And the same is going to be today. You've always had, like the Pharaoh, you can say that Trump reminds you of Pharaoh again. Where is Pharaoh today? Where is his society? Did they win? So we have to understand that these are all signs given to us, and only the true at heart, the sincere at heart, know that Allah is going to win, and they will seek us, that we will win through. And as always, Allah has a plan, but he doesn't allow you to see his plan. His plan is weaving his way on through all of this conflict, all of this confusion, all the fears of the people about Trump. Allah's plan is working. God's plan is working. And we will see who will win through in the end. That's the reality.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that's one thing we need to do is that, you know, people need to realize that, you know, like, for instance, I think I'd say, as I say, black African Americans are chosen ones, and realize that, you know, now's the opportunity. We have an opportunity, and now is the opportunity. Because, you know, once you, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have an opportunity to, I guess to say, to get it right. To fix, there's always an opportunity. When you, as long as you got breath in your body, so we need to realize that the hardest things are now. It seems the fewest things are now. Maybe it seem to be. We still have an opportunity to get it right, to be leaders and things in society. You know, I think of course some of us have lost it. The will and the fact that we got any opportunity. You know, Donald Trump says that, well, what do you got to lose? As if to say that you ain't got nothing to lose, you might as well vote. And I think some people take into that, man, I mean, I want, you know, we got nothing, we ain't going nowhere no more, and we are stuck killing each other, and we, you know, and once you start spreading that, and those sayings and seeing what's going on around you, you can tend to what you see and what you hear.
That's
you know?
Right, yes.
So, some of them feel that that's the win-win opportunity. We ain't doing nothing. I heard an old speech by Martin Luther King saying that, you know, people in the South can't vote or something like that. And people in the North don't see a reason to vote. So, you know, and I'm like, you know, political aspect here, but I'm trying to get to what, how people, I think, feel about God, you know, days and times, you know. You know, some people just have, and that Saeed is a reminder to me, and I was from a reminder, because he's always reminding somebody about, how we have strayed from the path of Almighty Allah, and that we should be aware that Judgment Day is coming, you will be accountable. And, you know, we just, you know, we're just not being reminded a lot of times of the, you know, the stick or the rock in the road or the object that's in our way. But on the other side of that object or on the other side of that hardship those lies and confusion, there is, you know, as Martin Luther King said, a brighter day. There is judgment on the other side of that. You will account for what you have, you know, been done through all the confusion and things of this world as you're traveling through life. So it's great that we have, you know, you guys, this radio station here to reach out and try to guide us and wake us up and you know, and show us, you know, help us to find the way. So, you know,
thank you, Brother Larry. And we're so thankful to have supporters like you to encourage us and assist us in taking our Creator's word, our God's word, to the people and striving to reach them and let them know what time it is. And it's never too late to prepare yourself. You should have been prepared, but if you're not, get prepared and get ready today. Because Elias on the scene now, as he said, and there's two things that he was mentioning. One was Donald Trump. Again, we have to realize that he too represents the sign, the sign of Satan. And with that, he represents the attributes of Satan. And one is that he deceives the people, and that he has a forked tongue, and he lies, and let the people say sugar-coated lies. And he makes his wrong and these lies and all to appear to be appealing and right to the people. This is how he gets them on his side. So he's doing his job, and his job is a 24/7 job. It never stops. That's why we have to wake up and realize the people, we've got to start using our mind, allowing ourselves to do our job. Start praying to our Creator and talking to him and asking him to show us the way and never stop in our determination that this Trump and this way of life that he's trying to bring here on earth will not exist, that we are one. It's up to the people today. Elias put it back in our hands, but he's here to guide and direct those of us who choose to follow him. But he's put it in our hands to see what we are going to do now. Do we fear Trump and follow him, or will we know that he is on earth, he is existing. Judgment Day is here, and he's given us too many signs to let us know that the Judgment Day on earth is here. Why? Because there was a time when we were coming up, that we would never think that the big leaders would be judged and tested and put in jail and all that. But since about the 60s, this has happened. Presidents been put in jail, big leaders ahead. We were made to see them as some type of God. They were untouchable. Nothing could happen to them. But Allah has brought them down and revealed them for who they are. They are too part of Satan's plan. They are deceivers and liars and crooks. Their purpose is only to steal from the people, to use people, to deceive people, and to destroy the people. So that time, that judgment day, that's why we know of this. And we see them being judged because it's that time. It's judgment day on us. When you see the one, we were taught we will. When you see the head being judged, and you know what time it is, we were taught that when we were little in Sunday school, to the signs of the judgment day on earth. So yes, it's here. Another sign would be the weather, the change in the weather, the storms, the floods. They would be more destructive than ever. They would be taking more lives than ever, destroying more towns and cities than ever. And what do we see today?
You and the brother, I can let you all continue the show, but I am listening just like the other people listening. I'm glad to have you and the brother on. Being that, you know, I am the host, I did want to get in a few words before the time expires for the program, but if you all want to continue, help yourself, because teaching is a job, and you have to really be focused in and in tune to your Creator so that you won't be in the way and he can use you to speak to the people to let them know exactly where they're at and exactly where you want them to be and exactly how much time he's going to give them to get there. So, you know, like I said, if you want me to continue, I will. If you want to continue, let the brother continue. You all help yourself.
All right. We're just glad to know that you are back. And we have been carrying on as best we pray to Allah, and he's blessed us to be carrying on as best we could. Brother Larry, I was going to turn it back over to him now. You know, I can become pretty long-winded here lately. And I was going to see if he had another word to say. If he doesn't, we'll just allow you to speak at this time. If not, then we'll have Brother Larry to say give another comment.
Very good. Go ahead on. Carry on.
Brother Saeed, thanks for listening in, and there again, you are the teacher and the host, and you are the host and the teacher, so I would certainly like to hear more words from you. Sister has certainly cleared up a lot of things, I think, in my mind that raised that question to me this morning, and I think that it shows that there are people that are still conscious, of course. And the thing about it is that it's just the confusion, I think, that's upon us. But where the confusion is, we have to be taught, I think, or we have to be. We have to recultivate what we call faith. I do believe that, like you say, Brother Shai, I remember we speaking about somebody could be devilish for years and years and years and talk all kinds of stuff, or even talk about the disbelief in God. But when something, a lot of times when death or something appear upon them, the first thing they will scream is, Lord have mercy. Yeah, so I think that one of the main things, because there are so many, God has so many attributes. He has many attributes, I would say. And so one of the things that I see in this day and time is that, yeah, people say, yeah, you better thank God, or yeah, I believe in God, and yes, my faith is Islam or Christianity or I'm a Jehovah's Witness, et cetera, et cetera. But the one thing that we have to understand, we have to try to practice and put forth to the people, the younger generation and the people, is that, out of spite of all the confusion, we have to have faith. We have to have faith and be patient, because it is one of those confused and rough times, especially when there is a time like this with some of the common people about an election coming up. And they talking all this, and it's more confusing then than ever, to the people when they start talking this election stuff, what one didn't do, what the other one didn't do, what I can do, what we should do, and that kind of thing. So we have to, especially, again, at this day and time, at these particular moments, we have to practice and we have to teach faith. As-salamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum as-salam. Has Brother Larry finished?
Go ahead, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Yes. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Larry. For a moment here, I think we lost you.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're cut now. So I was just reiterating our sister that, in these confused times, especially during a time like this, when there's an election coming up, in this time of confusion, and I think that we as people, we need to certainly look at cultivating our faith, and patience, of course, but faith need today. Sometimes in life, where one thing may be more a bit more out front than the other,
I don't know if I want to say more important. You know, certainly we need to pray God, remember God these days and time. But God has so, you know, another time to pray, another time to eat, another time to work, another time to sleep. Just at the time, I think one of the most important things that need to be reiterated is at this point in time and patience. Because with all the confusion going on, if we get we have to be careful that we don't put the cart before the horse, so to speak, you know. So we have to be very careful that we that it's called order, that we got things in the order in which it's supposed to be. So you know, we gotta it's a great time today to reiterate faith, very importantly that we do so.
Yes, sir, I agree. I mean, you know, faith is the foundation of life. A baby comes into the world, is created. The baby, faith is instilled in the baby. The baby knows the creator before it knows his parents, because the parents are not the creators of the babies. The creator is the creator. Allah is the creator of all of life. Even the physical, you hear people talking about my children. You got even people worshiping their grandchildren, worshiping their children, and worshiping their husband, wife, boyfriend, men worshiping their homosexual partners, women worshiping their lesbian partners. All of these things because they have lost touch with their true nature. They have lost touch with their true identification as a human being. What makes a human being is not the flesh of a human body. What makes a human being a human being is the spirit of Allah, the creator, in the human heart, which gives the human heart the ability to think and reason and discern right from wrong. Discern what God, Allah, created that person to be from what is not what Allah created that person to be. It's called wisdom. You can't, I said at the beginning, the wisdom is the fear of Allah. What do that mean? It means the fear. We taught this in class yesterday. It's the fear to do anything that Allah say don't do. We know that Allah say two men ain't supposed to have sex, a man ain't supposed to have sex with a woman or a man in their anus. We know that. We know that a woman, even you got a lot of Muslims trying to justify and you trying to use the word of Allah to say that oral sex is permissible by Allah, stuck for Allah, which means Allah, that's something that Allah hates. Allah detests that. So today, as it says even in the Bible, and it's in Quran also, because the whole truth is one. I'm not saying the whole Bible is the truth, but it has some truth there. And I can bear witness to that truth. What's the Quran confirm it? It says in the last days that we're in, most people will be lovers of themselves. Not some people, most people. So, you know, and if you history says is the key here today. And it's the key every day. I said if you want to get the answers to the world's problems today, study history. The answers is in history. Because Allah don't change. And the same way he worked thousands of years ago is the same way he's working today. But most people have been cut off from history, not just black people. Most people have been cut off from their spiritual history, not their physical history, but their spiritual history. And so therefore they have forgotten who they are as spiritual creatures in a flesh body. Almighty Allah said when he created the flesh body, we didn't become a living soul until he breathed some of his spirit or put some of his spirit into our heart. And then we became living souls, not living bodies. Your body, when Allah created the body, the human body, he created it to start dying. And at birth, he created it to start dying. He created it and bring it out the womb. He got that baby set on a course for an appointed term, and then it's going to die, whether it's 10 years old, whether it's 5, 50, but you're going to die. You're on a destiny to die physically. But and within the time he give you to die physically, he wants you to come alive spiritually by reading the signs, not only in the outer creation, but reading the signs and his goodness and glory also in your own self and in the working in your life. You know, the greatest machine in the world that the scientists have came to conclude and they have no other choice is the human body. That the man was talking about the human body yesterday and saying how the human body is just like different highways. It's got so many different organs and veins and it's amazing. It's the most amazing machine on the planet Earth. You see, and it works without us even knowing what's going on inside of us. Our body is functioning and keeping us alive, and the Creator is doing this. So how in the world can people not acknowledge that they have a Creator, and how in the world can they think that they can go on saying they have faith in the Creator and living a life of sin at the same time, and think that the government can bail them out? That's why they turn to the government rather than God, because they don't want to live a spiritual life, most people. They want to live a materialistic life. And they feel like Donald Trump or whoever got money or whoever getting there is going to give them a lot of money. That's all they want, the money, so they can keep dribbling and dabbling in the vanities and sins that they are into. Until the people come back to God consciousness, like the people in the past, and realize that their only salvation is in Almighty Allah, not in man, then they're going to continue to go down in this government, and most of the people in it go soon be destroyed, as well as all the other governments of the world that ain't been destroyed yet. But mass destruction is inevitable because Allah created the world good, and surely He's going to make the world good again real soon. That means all evil got to go. Before he make the world good, all evil got to go. But it's a lot of good people who are ignorant, and they don't know the evil, so he's giving them an opportunity to learn about the evil and separate themselves from the evil before he bring final destruction over the whole earth and destroy all wicked people like he did in the days of Prophet Noah when he made it rain. He brought the springs up out of the water up out of the earth and caused it to rise and rise and rise until it destroyed all the evil people while Noah and the righteous people were saved on the ark. He do not change. All the evil and corrupt people are getting ready to get destroyed. They're going to be destroyed very soon, and the few righteous people who sincerely live a righteous life, and they don't live a righteous life to please people or to impress people. They live a righteous life because they know they were created by their Creator to live a righteous life so that they could be best in their conduct, and they would also be in a position to guide other people through their righteous life back to their Creator and the life He created for us to live as humans, which is all good. So with that said, you know, pretty much, you all can carry on. Peace.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We have him back on again, teaching strong. And before I say a word, I'd like to bring Brother Larry back on with any comment that he might have.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Oh, yes, Brother Shahid is fired up. Yeah, so, that's a good word of the day and time, like you're saying, like the sister said, of living judgment. And God put so many signs out before our eyes, many others, and I say me because I speak my life at this day and time, right at 60 years, and some of the things I've experienced. So I say that with humbly. I know God is, you know, He's put so many signs before us, and as you mentioned, Brother Shahid, about that we should, you know, our life should be recommended because we'll surely die. It's just like that fruit on the tree, man. It comes up and it buds out and becomes a fruit. And that,
It's as pretty as it's going to ever. It's as big as it's going to ever be cute. And it's going to fall. It's going to be picked from it. It's going to fall off that tree back and die. And then tree with its roots and the ground, it will, it will do the same thing all over. So we as people, with that fact, we should certainly be and know if we got any sense that this is going to happen to us. And one more quick thing. So, I remember a few weeks ago, Brother Shahid talking about common sense, how people have common sense these days, it seems like it. We don't have common sense anymore. Just to know that God is in control. Common sense just to know that we got to get up today and work, because today, like, we can't do this at night. Just to know that drink water. We can't just go drink sodas and coffee or water. Common sense to know that if it's cold outside, have some certain amount of heat. So, you know, we have other people, generations, and as things are so that I see that people lost common sense. Computers so much now, they rely on the elevators or the doors, so they rely on now they rely on the car to stop on its own. You know, we ain't got to worry about them. So we have lost common sense. We sit around the wheel and check them. I think they put out a law to say, well, you it's not safe to text and drive. That's common sense. You ought to know that. So I think we have lost a form of common sense. And
Excuse me, Brother Larry, there seems to be a lot of noise in the background there.
Yes, it is. That's on my end too. I don't know.
Well, it could be a noise on my end because I'm on the outside.
Oh, I see. All right.
We're trying to do the best we can, being that we are out in the community now, trying to serve the people. So you probably hear the cars go by, and you might hear me in the car and out, but in the future, we're going to try to remedy that, so I apologize to the radio listening audience if you're distracted by that. But at this time, this is what I have to do. That's why the co-host was saying my job is so extensive, I don't even have help up here in Washington, D.C., spreading the word of Almighty Allah. I have to do it myself, and I have to earn my living by doing so. And so that's probably the noise you hear, but I can still hear you all clear, and hopefully the radio audience can hear. Go on.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. So I just wanted to remind us that we have about a minute and five seconds left. If you would like to sum up the discussion at this point, we could thank Kabbalah all for coming on and sharing with us and supporting us. We have about a minute to go at this point.
All right. Well, in that minute and five seconds or whatever, I'm going to let Brother Larry come back on, but I just want to say that life is serious, life is sincere, and the grave is not the end of life. So in order to understand the purpose of life, you must understand that life is not on the outside, but life is in your soul. Life is inside. And most people, even most Muslims, they're trying to join together things that Allah said, oh, you can't join together. They're trying to join together illusion with reality. What do I mean by that? Materialism carnal pleasures with the spirituality of Allah. You can't do that. That's just like trying to put oil and water together. When you do what they do, separate. Brother Larry, you can finish with prayer. Thank you. If you don't
okay,
mind.
Brother. Yes, thank you, brother. Yes, I'd like to mention, before, and I'll make it quick, we really thank you for striving for, and you and the sister doing a great job at trying to get the word out through the radio station here. Sincerely, I thank God for that, and I thank God for you all. Almighty God, thank you so much for giving us our guidance, and may Allah bless us to be strong and patient, and bless us to understand it. God, you've been so good to us, you've been so great, and surely, God, no confusion with you. And may God bless us to give us strength and courage to continue to walk through all this season. And may Allah bless those that are less fortunate than us, and just keep us, bring us united in the oneness of God. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
Thank you.
We're here listening to all of you for joining us again today for the reality of the Creator.
Thank you.